Hello.
Radio.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Rob Alvey, and Alyssa is somewhere on the line as well. Are you there, woman?
I am here, woman.
All right. So first of all, since everybody had a little bit of problems last time getting the chat to stream, we'll go ahead and do a little sound check now. It'll give everybody about 60 seconds or so to get the stream working. And after the sound check, we will get back to answering questions. Take it away, DJ Lance.
Hello. Now I'm going to give all orphans a snack.
Snacky, snack, 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 snack.
Everybody, that was DJ Lance. How's it going? Let's see, do we have anybody calling in? Nobody has called in yet. All right, so this is what we have to do. Remember, if you want to call in, you can call in by dialing 646-381-4237. Everybody that calls in will get a TPR bag of crap. Now, I just want to clarify this for everyone because there was some confusion last time. You have to call in, but then you also have to send me an email with your address, because if you can't believe it, the internet does not automatically send me your address, and unfortunately I don't magically know it. So please send us your address and I will send you the bag of crap. If you called in last time and you didn't get your bag of crap, then send me your address. I'll make sure it gets out there. All right, so tonight we are chatting yet again about our 2010 TPR trips. And if you don't remember what they are, let me give you a quick rundown. We are doing the UK trip from June 18th to June 28th, and that will include all the major parks in the UK, parks like Blackpool, Thorpe Park, Alton Towers, Chessington, Oakwood, Flamingoland, and then a few small parks as well. The Europe trip will be from June 28th until July 5th, and that is parks in Italy. We'll hit Mirabilandia, we'll do the new I-Speed, we'll do Gardaland, and then we'll go up north and hit a few parks in mainland Germany, Europa for new Blue Fire and more cool random stuff. Middle America trip is August 5th through August 16th, 2010, and that will be, you guessed it, middle of the USA, hitting parks like Holiday World, Indiana Beach, Six Flags, Great America, and we'll go over and do Valley Fair and Prowler at Worlds of Fun, Silver Dollar City, et cetera, et cetera. The Intimidate Tour, August 16th through August 23rd. Yep, you guessed it. We're hitting both Intimidator coasters. So it'll be Kings Dominion, Carowinds. We'll also hit up Busch Gardens, Dollywood, and a few other parks. Remember that deposits for the trips are due this Friday. If you have not mailed them in yet, we are only accepting PayPal deposits at this time. Unless you want to send it in tomorrow and literally FedEx it to us, it needs to be here on Friday. If you want to know the deposit amounts, first of all, download the flyers. They're all over the website, but you can go to themeparkreview.com/trips. Deposit amounts are $300 for the UK, $275 for Europe, $250 for Middle America, and $200 for Intimidate Tour. Okay, let's actually go to the phone lines and see who we have. All right, caller from the 410 area code, who is this?
Hi, Rob. This is Jason from Maryland.
Hey, what's up, Jason from Maryland? How are you?
Not bad. How about yourself?
I think we're doing okay. Let's cross our fingers that the site stays up tonight. So what's up, dude?
I was wondering, I'm signed up for the UK trip. I'm wondering if there's going to be a sightseeing day for London the same way there was on the West Coast tour for LA, and if so, what kind of sights can we expect to be included?
Ah, good question. We will have, I think we're actually sorting out a visit to a potted meat factory. Is that right, Alyssa?
Oh, we're going to do all kinds of famous British things, like have some mushy peas, potted meat, and we might do some sightseeing as well.
So what day is that set up for?
Again, and all this information will come out once, you know, we're actually on the private trip boards and stuff, but I can tell you there is at least one full day planned. Right now we actually have two bonus add-on days at the beginning of the trip. If you are familiar with the flyer, we recommend everybody gets in by Friday at the latest. Saturday is our first park day. But we're actually going to have a full sightseeing day on Thursday as well as a full bonus parks day on Friday. So there's going to be a lot of good stuff. In London, you know, we're going to hit all the major stuff, but we'll do it with the TPR flair also. We'll probably do a visit to London Dungeon. You know, we'll have some fun. We'll ride the tube. It will be really fun.
Dude, I love tube slides. That'll be awesome.
Great.
All right. Does that answer your question?
That does. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Do we have anybody calling in? Come on. We need people getting bags of crap to call in. All right, let's go to the chat room, see what we have. All righty, is anybody asking anything of a serious note about the trips? Let's see, will there be any TPR events in non-California parks? Actually, this year we are planning on having quite a few events in non-California parks, and we're hoping to have a event in the UK as well. So if you're asking about like bashes that we did, like things like West Coast Bash, Bay Area Bash, et cetera. We do want to host a Midwest Bash or Mid-America Bash, and we will probably also open up one of the days on the Intimidate Tour trip. Obviously, I think the natural choice would be King's Dominion, but again, I have to work out those details with them. We'll figure out what we're going to do. For the UK trip, we definitely will open up one of the days for all of our British locals, and they can bring us all the potted meat and mushy peas and mint sauce that they can carry. It'll actually be a pretty awesome day. We're working with a couple of parks now for that, and we should have some announcements fairly soon. But just hang tight. We will have more bash-type trips coming up this year. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have here? Hello, random person from the 860 area code. How's it going?
It's going good. This is Ben from Connecticut.
Hey, what's up, Ben from Connecticut? What can Alyssa and Rob do for you tonight?
Oh, dear.
On the previous section, in the previous chat, you mentioned that not to book your flights or anything like that. How early before the trip do those details usually get put together?
Because I'm not the smart person of the relationship, I'll let Alyssa answer that one.
That's a really good question. And, in fact, Rob and I actually just booked our tickets for one of the trips last week, but we're not telling anyone that yet. Don't worry.
Wait, we did?
Yet. Yeah, well, see, you don't know these things because I'm actually the brains behind the TPR organization. Somebody
as long
has
as you
to
tell, as long as you tell me where to go, that's all I care about.
Yeah, you're in coach and Kristen's up in first class. That's all you need to know.
Perfect.
Anyways, though, trying to actually answer your question, you know, we're going to know who's on these trips by this weekend. We're hoping to open up the private trip boards that next week, and then I'll pretty much give you all the information. You can start looking at the flights, look at what schedules work for any, you know, bonus add-on days we'll be offering, look at who you want to fly with, if you want to try to meet up with people, and basically it'll be open for booking almost immediately as soon as the private trip boards go up. The reason we do tell people to wait is just because, you know, for example, last week when we were working on our flights and we booked our flights a certain way, we're like, hey, now we have these two extra days in the UK, so we're going to do a sightseeing day and a bonus parks day. And that's going to honestly happen with some of the other trips also. So it just kind of helps that, you know, once we actually have all of our plans solidified, we talk to the parks, we get our transportation sorted, then I let you guys know so you don't have to worry about ever changing flights or any kind of craziness like that. So to kind of answer your question in like a two words, very soon. That's when you'll be able to book your flights.
And just in addition, I currently have a deposit in for the UK and the Europe trip, that information will go out at the same time, so I can book a destination type of one of those where it goes all the locations. I can't think of the name.
Exactly. They're either called Dogleg or Multi-Journey, Multi-City.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, basically, like, we booked, you know, Los Angeles to London, and then we booked Amsterdam back to Los Angeles. I actually am working on getting a group rate for the London to Milan portion, and it's a really cheap intra-Europe kind of flight, so we'll probably all just book that one together as a group for the people that are doing both trips.
Wonderful.
Not a problem.
All righty. All right, let's see. Let's see what we have over. Oh, God, we have another caller. Thank you again, Ben, and we will speak to you soon. All right. We have somebody from the 808 area code. I wonder who this could possibly be. All right, let's see. Mr. 808, or maybe Mrs., you are on with Robin Alyssa. What can we do for you tonight?
What's up, Robin Alyssa? It's Justin from Hawaii.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Nothing. I have a question mainly about the hotels. Because
sure,
I have
go
to
for
fly
it.
Probably the farthest in for Intimidator and the Midwest. Do you guys do, like, if we're coming in a day ahead, do you guys do, like, a group booking for the hotel, or should it kind of be get it on our own?
Absolutely. Usually what we'll do is if there's enough people that want to come in a day early, we will do we will work with that hotel, try to get everybody a certain rate, and depending on how many people that we'll end up having, we could actually end up sort of adding that on to the trip, or we'll give you the information to book that on your own, and you'll just use our rate. Is that correct, woman?
Basically, on half the trips, yeah, you know, we don't have enough people coming in early, so I'll say, well, I did work with the hotel. They'll give you this rate, but you need to call on your own. Whereas the other half of the trips, if I have basically more than half the trip people coming in early, I'll go ahead, I'll work it out all with the hotel, and then you'll just pay me. You'll add that onto your trip fee, and you'll be covered. You won't even have to show a credit card at the hotel. You'll just check in with your name. Again, this is really easy. We do it all the time, and I'd like to point out that you're very responsible, and I'd like to tell everybody else that, guys, when you're flying from far away, please do yourself a favor for your own craziness and your sense of well-being to fly in a little bit early, just because you know the airlines, you know weather, you know luggage delays, there's all kinds of stuff that can go wrong, so it's really a good idea that if you can, to come in a day early.
Cool, cool. And the second question, if we're doing both the Midwest into the Intimidator, are you guys going to be trying to work on a flight, like for, I know the Europe trip, my friend had gone on and like, you guys booked because it was like a short distance in Europe and there were so many people from one to the other?
No, great. Another great question. Very similar to how we'll do the London to Milan for the UK and Europe people. We will work on something also for Minneapolis to Richmond. Unfortunately, the U.S. is so much more kind of complicated because there's so many flight options and so many frequent flyer programs. What I may do instead is what I did for the people that did Deep South in Texas and basically give them three different flight options on basically kind of three different airlines, so whatever works best for you and your journey, just so that you're in the airport by a specific time, so then we can all get on the bus together, even though we all arrive, you know, three different airlines, and then head off to the first park together.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully I'll see you guys in a year.
Sounds
Let's
awesome. Don't say
thank
that.
You, guys.
You're very welcome.
I did Alrighty. Also, while Rob's sorting some stuff out, I did have some questions that were submitted to me earlier today from some of our people in time zones that are not as favorable for this chat. Hyper from over there in the Netherlands asks also about opening some days up for TPR members, specifically for the Europe and UK. Like Rob mentioned, we are very much going to work on a UK bash. It will be on a weekend. It'll be at a major park. I think that'll be a really great day. For Europe as well, we're hoping to open up one of the days. I can't give a park name yet because we're still working on details, but it will be a park somewhere near Hyper, if you can figure that out, on a weekend as well. Another online question I had submitted to me earlier was from good old Mike Austin. Now, this is a really good question. He asks, if a trip does go to a lottery and we don't get in, then will we get our deposits back or will you hold them so if people do drop out, we can get in? This is an excellent question. Rob and I always work super hard to make sure everybody can get on the trips. We hate doing lotteries, but if we do have to do one, it's not going to be like a lottery from the book everybody read in eighth grade. We're probably not going to stone you until you die, but we will have to put some people on a wait list. The best thing to do, if you do not make it in on the initial lottery, you'll be on the wait list. Keep your deposit with us. You'll have that spot on the wait list. We have never had a trip with under 10 drops between now and the second big payment. So I can't stress enough, do not worry or fret if you do not make it on that first list. There will be people that drop and will move somebody right up from the wait list right into their spot immediately. Some of them will happen soon. Some of them might not happen till right before the deadlines of February and March. I can tell you I had 3 drops already yesterday, so it does happen. Don't worry. But, yes, the best thing to do will be keep your deposits with us so that you're on the wait list, and then you'll be right up into the trip as soon as we have a spot open up. Rob, did you have another question out there?
Yeah, let's see. Let's go to the phones. Actually, let me do a couple of them from the forum first. Okay, let's see. Will there be any TPR events in non-California parks? I got to that one. Thank you, James. The answer is yes. No West Coast trip, or did that already happen? Dude, Mr. Boston LVA, you need to actually read Theme Park Review more often. That trip already happened. You weren't on it. So sorry. Bye-bye. Edward says, I'm wondering about the security at the hotels. Would it be safe to bring a 1750 laptop for storing pictures, or should I go with something less expensive? I think the answer to the question here is it doesn't – okay, first of all the hotels that we stay in are extremely safe. We're not going to stay in any pontins or lame-ass piece of crap like that. I wouldn't worry about it. And basically, if you're worried about your laptop getting stolen, basically the thieves would never know if it's a $1,700 laptop or one of Kristen's $40 Yo Gabba Gabba laptops. So I would say if you're really that concerned, don't bring anything, any valuables with you that you would be upset if something, the worst case, did end up happening.
Well, if he has a $1,750 laptop, I'm just going to steal it now.
That's true. That's actually better than mine.
I didn't even realize you could buy a laptop that expensive these days.
Yeah, usually they're like $600 or $700. So, all right. Oh, this is a good question. So CSI Koth has asked, with Freestyle Music Park Hard Rock Place having financial troubles, is there a backup if the park isn't open? Yes, we actually will have a Sledgehammer ERT, and we'll get you knocked down some buildings. Just kidding. Well, actually, probably not. I don't know. At this time, obviously, if parks end up changing schedules or if something happens, yes, we will alter the schedule. I mean, the one thing you have to put a little bit of faith in us is that we will put together an amazing trip for you guys. So if that means if Freestyle closes or has some problems, we will end up going someplace else. Either that or we'll do like an all-day Carrabba's dinner somewhere. Woman, do you have anything else to add to that?
I just think it'd be hilarious if Freestyle Music Park closes, but that's a whole other discussion. Of
yeah, let's see. How many times
on.
Can that park close? All right. What park would the Midwest Bash be if any? What park would the Midwest Bash be at? Do I have any ideas? Yes, I have some ideas, but unfortunately, I don't have any ideas that I can actually talk to anybody about right now because those details aren't sorted out. And as soon as I know, we will give those details to you. Okay, let's go to the phones. We have somebody from Florida. Hooray. All right,
hello.
Person from Florida, how's it going? Who is this? Please don't let it be
this
Scott.
This is Adam.
Hey, Adam, thank God it's not Scott.
I was gonna
all right.
Say, well, I don't know if Adam's much better, but all right, we'll give him a chance.
Adam, what's going on?
Not much. I just had a quick question. I remember earlier on you guys talked about a West Edmonton Mall add-on, possibly. Which trip does that go towards, and when would that be, and do you have any general ideas on what that's going to be like?
Woman, this is all you, dude.
When you say woman, though, you have to specify if you're talking to me or Adam.
Okay,
ouch.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Woman who was in the other room next to me. And being the kind of Adam is sort of creepy stalker, like he could actually be in the next room too. But anyway.
I may
sorry,
very
Adam.
Well be there.
Right.
Okay, so West Edmonton Mall, again, that was a big thing discussed. If we did offer that, it would be as a pre-add-on to the Middle America trip. It's probably going to be something that we're going to wait till we actually open up the Middle America boards, and I'm going to say, hey, people on this cool private trip board, do you want to go to the West Edmonton Mall? If I get more than half the people that want to do it, we'll add it. If I don't, we probably won't. That being said, that's one of the trips that we have not purchased our airfare yet because that is still a possibility. And again, it would probably be a 3-day, 2.5 to 3-day add-on that would cover West Edmonton Mall and the Callaway Park in Calgary.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Callaway Park? That sounds amazing. All right, Adam. I think that's – oh, actually, I have a question for you, Adam.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah.
What was the last song you listened to while riding Rip Ride Rocket?
The last song I listened to was some random song that I don't know what it was. The song selection ended before I could finish came up. But it was number three. It was song number three. So anyone who wants a good song to the ride, it was number three, and the ride actually ran a lot better the second time around.
Cool. All right, I will talk to you later. Thanks for calling in, Adam.
Thanks again, guys.
Okay. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Okay, so I have a couple more questions from here. If anybody wants to call in and just ask us anything random, we'll be more than open to that as well, because since we did actually answer a lot of questions last time around, don't be afraid to call in, although Alyssa is a very, very, very frightening, scary person at the moment. But please call in, ask us whatever the hell you want to, and that will be cool. Okay. Let's see. X2 Coaster Freak asks, a bit off topic, but is there anything set for West Coast Bash yet? Funny you should mention this. We are actually working out some details and getting things sorted out for West Coast Bash, but I don't have anything that I want to announce just yet, other than I should say that it sounds like things may be changed around a little bit this year, and if all goes well, even possibly expanded upon. So it is looking like it might be good news for West Coast Bash, but I've already said too much, and I don't want to say any more. So that's that. Troll says, what if we can't get the deposit in by Friday? This is actually a very good question. Alyssa, do you want to take that one?
Yes, I am the money controller here. Basically, if you cannot get your deposit into us by Friday, you still have a chance at the trips. After that date, basically, if a trip is full, you'll be put on the wait list in the order that your deposit was received. If a trip is not full, put in your deposit, you'll be on the trip right away. It's simple as that. I can tell you right now, it looks like most of the trips are going to be full, but like I mentioned earlier, even if you're on the wait list, we usually can get most of our wait list people onto the trip. So the best thing to do, always email me, always send in your deposit, and you'll get all the up-to-date information.
All right. How was that for an answer, Troll? That was really good. Thank you very much, Alyssa, for answering my question. All right, let's go over to the phone lines. We have a few more callers coming in. Hello, random person from the 303 area code. What would you like Alyssa and I to do for you tonight?
Well, I'm not sure. Is that me? I hope.
This sounds like Matt. Wait, who is this?
It is Matt from Colorado.
Oh, my God. Matt called in. Now what are we going to do?
We're in trouble.
I've got some paranoid questions.
Haven't you been on, like, three trips with us already?
Wait, did you say paranoid or paranormal? Because if it's paranormal stuff, this could be pretty fun.
It could be. I mean, I have to say that I do think the baggage systems in most airports operate on a paranormal basis. But I was
awesome.
Wondering, if you ever had someone who lost their luggage along the way, and what sort of plans you had if that happened? And my other question would be, I guess I can let you answer that first. Sorry.
Well, actually, that's kind of funny. Along the way, like someone didn't put it on a bus? No. But we have had people show up on the trip where the airline has lost their luggage, and we've had all kinds of events with that. The funniest one was actually the Spain trip in 2007 because – you know, you hate the stereotype, but they make fun of the Spanish people. And I swear, I think half of our trip lost luggage. And I think some of them got it back towards the middle or the end of the trip. I believe that Rich's bag is still somewhere in Iceland. I'm not even too sure about that. But basically, this is another reason to either A, come in day early, because then that will give you time for them to get your bag. We actually gate checked Kristen's stroller for the East Coast trip, and somehow a gate-checked item did not make it on the plane. Luckily, we flew in a day early. They brought her stroller the next day. The other thing is, you always have your trip guide. Have that trip guide with you, because when you show up to baggage claim and your bag's not there, you go right to the office, you give them the list of all the hotels you'll be at and what days you'll be at them, so hopefully you can get the luggage soon. Also, we always have a plethora of TPR shirts. I always have some Tide soap so you can wash out your underwear in the sink. And we've had people do this for days on end until their luggage does show up.
It was actually probably better that Rich lost his luggage. I mean, have you seen the kind of clothes that guy wears? Nobody wants to see that at the park.
Well, yeah, and then he got to buy all that awesome Spanish clothing that was not loud or flamboyant at all.
Yeah, no, like how many bright orange shirts did he end up buying? He looked like a Caltrans worker most of the trip. All right, Matt, what else did you have for us?
I was also wondering about what you guys do for cell phones or whether you guys have suggestions about those of us that are going on international trips, what to do, whether we should set up our phones for international calling or whether we should try to get a phone at the destination before the trip starts.
That is a very, very good question. Something that it was in fine print on all of the flyers. Nobody will be allowed on a TPR trip in 2010 unless they have an iPhone. Everybody is required to have iPhones for TPR trips in 2010. I actually say that because, oddly enough, all of the people that had iPhones had no trouble at all with their phones working overseas. What I do recommend, though, is that I think, what is it, the American carriers, I want to say it's AT&T, T-Mobile, and I think Verizon works in some international countries. I know that Sprint offers very little as far as international plans go. So if you're a Sprint customer or if you're on one of Verizon's plans and don't have it, honestly, I'd probably look into trying to – a lot of times your phone carrier will rent you a phone that you can use international, or you can also pick one up at the airport. And a lot of airport services have it where you can basically rent the phone and then put it in an envelope and then mail it back. But that's something else that once we get the trip forms opened, ask that question in the trip forms. And if not Alyssa and myself, somebody else on the trip form can help you do a little bit of research for that.
Okay. Thank you.
But also, a big part of that is also how much you're willing to spend. You know, if your plan does work over there, it's best most of the time leave your phone off. You know, if you need to call someone, you turn it on. A lot of the plans for international, you know, it might be free incoming, but like $2 for outgoing calls. You know, the iPhones you have to be very careful about with the data roaming charges. This is all stuff, again, you know, we'll go over for the international trips on the boards and in the trip guides. So nothing to worry about too much unless you're like at a pivotal point where you're ready to switch cell phone providers. Then you may want to look into a provider that does provide international service.
Okay, cool. And I'm set with the iPhone. So
Yay!
You're part of the club. Okay. All right. Let's see. Thank you again, Matt. We will see you on a trip, hopefully. And I'm going to hang up on you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. We have someone calling in from the 513 area code. Let's see. Hello, Mr. 513. Who is this, and what can a listener I do for you?
This is James, and I have an off-trip topic question, if that is all right.
That's totally cool, dude. James, where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay. I think I know who this is. You were out for our tattoo opening, right?
Yes, I was. I had a great time.
Awesome. So what's up, man?
Well, I was wondering, since a lot of theme park goers and Acers in particular really love food, have you ever thought about compiling and releasing a TPR cookbook?
That's actually a really good idea. I have not thought about it, but I honestly think that you've seen on TPR there's all kinds of threads where people have their cooking thing. I mean, like, how many, like, Cooking with Joe did we see?
Let's get something straight. Nothing that was ever featured in Cooking with Joe should be reprinted for human consumption.
Didn't he have a picture of his ass in there at one point, too?
Quite possibly.
So, no, it's actually kind of a funny, good idea. And if anybody
I had just thought, you know, I'm sure you could use some more products to sell in the store, and with all the people on the site from all around the world, I'm sure you could get a lot of interesting dishes.
So, Tally Kosu just asked how to make Rob's wings. Yeah, we could include that.
That would also not be suitable for most human consumption.
Yeah, no. I actually would have to put a disclaimer on there. If you buy this cookbook and die, we're not responsible if you have the wings. Honestly, start a thread. I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing we look for on TPR. People coming up with ideas, start a thread. It doesn't necessarily have to be about roller coasters and theme parks. It can be something fun that the rest of the community can get behind. So do that. All right, anything
else,
James?
That'll be all.
All right, dude, start a thread. We'll be looking for that, and I'll contribute some wing recipes to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Rob.
All right, take it easy. All right, let's go. Okay, hang on. I have a couple more. Let's go from the questions from the forums. What if we can't get deposit by Friday? We asked that. When do the private trip boards go up? Good question, Theme Park Man 25. The private trip boards will be going up as soon as we get the trips basically filled. So on Friday, what we'll do is we'll go through all the deposits we have. We'll determine if there needs to be a lottery, if there's a wait list, if we have the right amount, the wrong amount, et cetera, et cetera. And once we actually get know who is going to be on every trip, we will open up those trip boards. I would say probably if we're looking at deposits this Friday, we'll probably try to have them opened up by the following Friday. So give us about, you know, a week to 10 days, and I think you'll end up seeing those trip forms open up. For the Europe trip, Space Mountain Fan asks, why is Disneyland Paris not on the list? This is a very good question. A lot of people have asked about that. Basically, here's the deal. The Europe trip was meant to be a bit of a different, it's a bit different from the Europe trip that we did in 2008. We did do a full Europe trip in 2008, which included Disneyland Paris, Parc Asterix, and a few other parks. The trip that we're doing next year is more based in Italy and certain parts in Germany. It's also meant to be sort of one of our shorter, less expensive TPR trips. So if you did want to try to get that TPR experience and go to Europe and take in some really awesome European parks, awesome European coasters, this was a more affordable way to be able to do that. Anytime we add Disneyland onto a trip or any Disney park, it significantly increases the cost of that trip because Disney parks really are the most expensive parks in the world, even if you're traveling with a group. And that's basically the main reason why it's not on the list this year. We will absolutely include it on an itinerary in the future. Anything else to add to that, woman?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a few people that are still going to make a little side trip after the Europe trip to Disneyland Paris, and we're always happy to help them and help them get everything arranged and figure out the best way to do it. So, again, it's just one of those things. We can't always do every park every year. We recently did Disneyland Paris. We decided to focus on other parks in Europe this year.
All righty. Let's go to the phones. I think we have more people calling in. All right, here we go. All right, random person from the 904 area code. Who is this?
Hey, Rob. This is Maureen.
Hey, Maureen. What's up?
Oh, me, apparently. Should be sleeping, but sick
I'm
again.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did I see that you posted a link to the Yo Gabba Gabba laptop?
Yeah.
Everybody needs to buy the Yo Gabba Gabba laptop. I'm
it's
sorry,
only $26 at Target.
It's
a Target
so
exclusive.
It is. So next year for the TPR trips, you have to have an iPhone and a Yo Gabba Gabba laptop or you're not allowed on the bus. All right, Maureen, what's up? What can we do for you?
I'm just wondering if you could speak about trip insurance, if that's something that you guys recommend or that people usually get. I don't usually plan my trips more than like 3 weeks in advance, so this is kind of new for me.
I'm certainly not smart enough to talk about it, but I know Alyssa certainly is.
Yeah, we recommend using the site. It's called www.insuremytrip.com. They basically allow you to put in all the parameters, what kind of insurance you're interested in, what kind of people, how old, what the trip is, domestic, international, all the stuff. And then they suggest a bunch of different brokers, a bunch of different prices, and what to do, basically. In your case, for a domestic trip, a lot of times it's not going to be worth it. You know, you're not going that far away from home, so your medical insurance is still good. You feel pretty confident that you're going to make the trip. Obviously, you may want to look into trip cancellation insurance, which would be, you know, like the no-fault insurance. So if anything happens to one of you and you guys can't make the trip, that your insurance policy would then cover the money because we won't be able to refund you up until a certain date. So that's all the kind of stuff you want to look into. I always recommend for my people on international trips to make sure they get some sort of medical coverage. 99% of American medical insurance will not cover you overseas. So there's all kinds of medical insurance-only plans that are not that expensive and well worth it in case you ever did get sick far away. The thing about those plans is you have to be like a certain distance away. So a lot of times if we go to Canada, it won't be actually good in Canada because you're not far enough away from the U.S. But again, trip insurance, I'd say probably about a quarter of our people end up getting it. You know, we had somebody last year, or, you know, a couple months ago on the China trip, 2 days before the China trip, got really, really sick, couldn't go. Luckily, they had trip insurance, so they were paid in full back from their insurance company. Again, it's just one of those things you have to do your own kind of cost-benefit analysis, just like when you buy airline tickets and they say, hey, for $50 more, we'll make these tickets refundable. You just have to decide really what it's worth to you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
No problem. And don't forget to yell at Rob because he still owes you a bag of crap.
I never sent him my address, though.
Yes. Send me your address and you will get a big honking box of crap.
I will do that.
All right. Thanks. It was good seeing you at Magic Kingdom a couple weeks ago, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. I'm going to look for some yodels for you, Alyssa.
Yay. Thank you.
I think they have them at Public. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
For those of you who are not involved in the yodel conversation, that was based on a Facebook status earlier, that I cannot get good quality East Coast products like Drake's out here. I can't really get Polio cheese. I can't get Ronzoni pasta. So if anyone ever has the urge to send Alyssa East Coast food, I'm totally happy to accept that.
Yeah, well, that's because California sucks, but, you know, that's a whole other conversation. Okay, we'll take one more from the phones, and then we'll answer some more questions from the chat room. All right, we have someone from the 614 area code. Who is this, and what can Alyssa and I do for you tonight, baby?
Hey, Rob, it's Ash from Ash111 from Australia.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Australian dude?
Not much. I'm just relaxing. It's pretty hot outside, so I got the aircon going full blast.
Awesome. Same here.
I was just wondering about people that wear prescription glasses. Do you recommend that they take a second pair on the trip just in case, you know, the first pair gets lost or anything like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we've actually had that happen before. We actually had one person lose a pair of glasses at Kennywood, and I believe it was while we were doing ERT on Phantom's Revenge, she lost a pair of glasses, and just fortunately, we were doing a backstage photo tour, and I made it my goal to find her glasses and get it back to her, and I actually did, walking the track underneath Phantom's Revenge. So definitely bring a second pair. I mean, I wear contacts, and I always bring extra contacts and a backup pair of glasses with me. So, you know, and even if it's like, you know, a prescription that's out of date or something, at least you can somewhat see, and it's a backup, but absolutely bring a pair of an extra pair with you.
All righty then. Thanks for that.
No worries.
I'll
speak
to you guys soon.
Sounds great. Okay, let's go to the chat room. Somebody asked, let's see, Boston LVA asked, is there a certain age you have to be to go on a trip, and can I bring my kids? I'll let Alyssa answer this a little bit more, but you don't have to be of any age. You can bring your kids. We actually have quite a few kids and families going on trips this year. The only restriction we have is that if you are between the ages of 16 and 18, you absolutely, before you can go on a TPR trip, you need to be pre-approved from Rob and Alyssa, and your parents need to basically sign your life over to us. And I'll let Alyssa speak a little bit more about that.
Yeah, again, every year we have more and more people discover us, and for some reason they decide that it's okay to take their children, and it is. We're a fun group. We're not going to eat your babies or anything like that. Kristen's been going on the trips, and, you know, we've got families. We have babies. We have two-year-olds. We have six-year-olds. We have 10-year-olds. We have teenagers, and we have Jeff Johnson, who's way beyond any sort of age spectrum analysis. Really, we have retirees that have fun. You know, realistically, most of the people on the trips, you know, the average age, I'd say, would be in the 20s, but you're never going to find, like, you know, you'll always have somebody of similar age to you on a trip. We love to have families. We can work out, you know, special deals for third and fourth people in your hotel room if you have children traveling with you. That's all not a problem. We love to do that. We have
and,
lots
and let's, I was going to say, and let's face it, most of the adults are actually not as well behaved as some of the kids. So I worry less about the children and more about like our average 28-year-old causing drama. So
exactly, yeah. And just what Rob said is, if you're 16 or 17 and you want to go on the trip by yourself without a parent or guardian, you just have to run it by us first. We have to talk to your parents, make sure you're not some sort of serial murderer and that you won't like run off and go crying and hiding in a corner. And then I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll let you go on the trip.
Excellent. Okay, so let's go answer another one from the forum. CP Maverick CF says, which trip will have the most intimates, UK or Europe? That's a good question. I would imagine Europe because, I mean, there'll be ice speed at Mirabilandia. Have we decided if we're hitting Expedition G-Force this year?
Yeah, G-Force will be on that for sure. How could we not hit G-Force? Come on.
That's true. We can't just drive by it. The UK trip, I mean, obviously there'll be Stealth at Thorpe Park.
The
Chew at Alton. I mean, it's probably kind of a toss-up between the two. Probably both have almost equal amount of intimates. Uber Beavis asks, will there be blood? Only yours, Matt. People Mover Matt asks, Rob and Alyssa, what kind of visas, if any, are required for UK-Europe trip? And is there any something visa-related that we need to be handling on our end? For Europe, there is no visas, correct?
Nope, still as of this date. They haven't harassed us too much. I believe they're going to be starting to fingerprint us soon, but that hasn't happened yet. For those of you who don't know, after September 11th, America started fingerprinting all even visa-exempt countries coming into our country. So now all the other countries are trying to, like, stick it to us by making us get fingerprinted also. It's not a big deal. You don't need to do any real work ahead of time for any of the Europe or UK trip.
Nope. Okay. Trying to see if there is anything else from
I have another question
forum.
That was sent to me earlier today. This one's from good old Joanna, and she asks, on the Intimidator, will we be able to go to Colonial Williamsburg as a group, or is that something we should plan to do before or after the trip on our own?
Boring.
This is the same as a sightseeing question, plus everyone just wants to see
well,
you dressed
fine.
Up in like a little bonnet and skirt churning butter or something. We will not be going to Colonial Williamsburg as a group. There will not be time for it on the actual trip, so if that is something you are interested, definitely plan it on your own, either before or after the trip. I would actually recommend arriving early. Williamsburg is a really nice little resort, kind of historical town. Do some stuff ahead of time and be ready to meet us at our first park, which will be somewhere in the Williamsburg area, if you can guess which one I'm talking about. So you'll have a really good time, and then we'll go to a really awesome park.
Cool. All right, so let's go to the phones. All right, we have someone from area code 718. Who is this, and what do you want us to do for you?
God, it's Larry. I've been waiting freaking forever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to hang up on you. There you go. Bye-bye, Larry. All right, let's take somebody from the – dude, I totally just hung up on Larry. It was awesome. All right, let's take someone from the 240 area code. Who is this, and what should we do for you tonight?
Hey, it's Dave. How's it going?
God damn it. What is with this?
I got a question. Dude, I got a question.
Is this
an
ice bat related question?
Does this have to do with sharks or carnivorous bees or random vaginas or anything like that?
Well, of course. I mean, what other kind of questions am I going to ask?
That's true. Okay,
no,
what's
like,
up?
Okay, seriously. Like, my question is to, of course, ask, will there be an opportunity to watch awesome shark movies on the trips again, as they seem to be very popular last year?
Yes.
I will answer that question. We will only watch a shark movie if you can first find the Tornadoes in New York movie, because there is nothing better than watching 8-year-olds play with little mini tornadoes and then having them kill them all. This was the greatest movie ever on the Sci-Fi Channel, and no one has seen it but me.
Okay.
So that's the deal. You get the Tornado in New York movie, there will be shark movies galore.
Okay. Can we play the snack song again?
No.
Knock yourself out.
Oh, no more snack song. All right, fine.
By the way, for anyone interested, Yo Gabba Gabba is doing a live U.S. tour with dates in Los Angeles,
now I'm gonna give
New York,
a snack.
Dallas, and Chicago.
All right. Okay, bye, Dave.
Bye.
All right, we have somebody else calling from the 303 area code. This better not be Matt again. Let's see. Hello, Matt. Do you have any more paranormal questions for us?
It's not Matt. It's Jordan.
Dude, it's not Matt. Thank you. Sorry, Matt. I'm just kidding. What's up, Jordan?
I'm just wondering how roommates are assigned.
How brunettes are assigned?
How roommates.
I was like, dude, I had no idea I had the opportunity to assign brunettes to people. I was all over that. Alyssa actually assigns them. So you want to be really, really kind to Alyssa because you don't want to end up rooming with someone like Tony. All right, Alyssa, take this one away.
Okay, the roommate thing is really simple, and people always stress about it, but it's not bad. The first thing to remember is you're only in your room alone with your roommate for like 6 hours a day. And 5 of those hours you're sleeping, and an hour we hope that you're actually like showering and brushing your teeth and doing stuff like that. Secondly, when we open up the private trip boards, we always create a thread. Hey, I don't have a roommate. Hey, you know, what's your age, sex, location? Like, let's meet up and find good roommates for each other. Also, on the questionnaires that go out after the final payment, I always find out, do you snore? Do you smoke? Do you pace and talk about getting a convertible or a like a sunroof in your car? Because believe it or not, we have people that talk and pace in their sleep. I try to room those people with the other similarly psychotic people so that you will actually have a good experience on the trip with somebody of your same age, maybe a similar likeness, somebody that won't murder you in your sleep.
So it's like dorm rooms all over again.
It totally is. I am your little, like, coordinator, and I will find you someone good unless you piss me off. And like Rob said, then all hell can break loose.
Cool. One more question.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not 21 here, are we allowed to drink over there?
We go by whatever the country we're in, their rules. So, you know,
you guys don't have rules against that?
I do not. If we're in the country, if we're on, you know, UK or Europe and you're 19 or whatever, you're allowed to drink. You're considered
Yeah, you're legal there.
We consider
you
responsible enough.
Yep, if you are allowed to drink in that country, you are allowed to drink, period. And I just want to let everybody know the age of consent in Italy is 14 years old, something that you may want to keep in mind, Beetle Ben, if you happen to be going on that trip. I think that's it for that.
Along those lines, you know, we also expect you to be responsible, though. We're not going to wait the next morning when you had your first giant bender at the age of 19 and that bus leaves at 6 a.m. to go to Mirabilandia. You know, bye-bye if you're hungover, like we left Ed once.
Yeah, but hey, if you're hungover and you've got the 14-year-old brunette with you and it's totally legal, then Mirabilandia or another day in your room. I'm not too sure which is worse. So keep that in mind.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, and we will drop this call. All right, let's go to the forums. I was going to answer WF's Chris's question, but he was impatient, so I'll go to how many buffets could the Mid-America people expect? A lot. Let's see. Anybody else on the boards from Hawaii? Yes, hook up with Mike. Let's see. Argly Sock asks, might have been asked already, but how close to full are the trips right now? Alyssa, do you want to take that one? Is that something
I would
love
to tell you the exact numbers, but it would scare everybody too much. So I'm just going to say we're probably going to enter into a lottery situation. If you want to get on a trip, it's imperative that you get me your deposit by Friday so that you
Absolutely.
Have the best chance of getting on a trip. I don't want to, you know, worry anyone or dissuade anyone. So again, please just get your deposit in, and Rob and I will try our damnedest to make sure you get on a TPR trip.
All right, let's see. Latin Boy 84909 asks, for Intimidate Tour, since I'm flying from California, should I fly out the day before the trip begins? We always recommend flying in early if you have the ability to do so. I think you would agree with that, right, woman?
I would. You know, I will give a little speech, though. Coming from California to the East Coast, a lot of times you have an option for a red eye, where you would fly out the night before and arrive really early the morning of the trip. that case most of the time is really safe, and we've had ton of people do that. We've actually even done that coming to our own trips. So if you have a really good red eye in mind and you see that there's other options in case your red eye was delayed, that you know the airline could put you on a different red eye, you're probably okay. But again, it's just always one of those things, better safe than sorry.
And I will also add, if you've never done a red eye before or if you're not good with red eyes, I would not recommend it, because we've seen people like John Lococo try to do red eyes and end up falling asleep at Busch Gardens, which was really hilarious for us.
Not so hilarious for him.
And I will tell you that if you ever check out our Shikra video on YouTube, go to the very end of the video and you will see John Lococo crashed out on a table at Busch Gardens. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and we will take a couple more calls. Where the hell's my phone line? Okay, here it is. All right. It's going. Phone line is, well, that sucked. Okay, we'll try this one more time. Okay, random person from area code 256, are you still alive?
Hi, yes. Yes, I am.
Hi, who is this? Oh, God, is this Tyler?
No, it is. It is. Yes, it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold on, I'm
What's up, Tyler?
The library. Hold on.
I was going to say, aren't you in the library? I don't think you're supposed to have a cell phone on in the library.
Nobody's
Are you looking at porn on the library's computers again?
Yes. It is. Everyone does. Okay. I am outside now. So I have two questions, okay?
Are you in the middle of traffic outside?
okay.
Skeptics right now.
Tyler, listen very carefully. This is what I want you to do. Are you next to a road?
Yes. There's lots
okay,
of buses.
No, listen very carefully. I want you to go out in the middle of the road.
Okay,
and I
is
want
there
you
better signal out there?
No, just stand out in the middle of the street, and I want you to hold the cell phone out. For every person that honks at you, we'll send you a bag of crap.
Like,
we'll call this honk for crap.
All the shitty traffic, all the crappy traffic's gone now.
God damn it. Okay, we'll have to play honk for traffic. Or sorry,
honk
not we'll
for
traffic. All right, if everyone in the chat room, do you guys want us to play honk for crap at some point? And Tyler, what was your question? What did you call in about?
Oh, first of all, I haven't even thought about doing a trip yet, because I'm going on the trip like mainly for not for the coasters, but because I'm trying to like find a date, like a woman. And so I was wondering if Alyssa could forward me all the confidential information from all the females that wear sexy librarian glasses. If you could just forward all that to me, and then I could compile like a spreadsheet and try to identify what trip I could go on. Do you think you could do that for me?
Well, it's going to be a pretty short spreadsheet for a woman, and B, a woman that would be willing to date you. But I'm actually happy to announce we have several women signed up for the trips this year. I was amazed.
Are you sure?
Last year. I want to say last year, I believe on the Deep South trip it was, we had over 20 women out of 54 participants, which I do believe is a roller coaster enthusiast record.
Wow.
And we're looking to possibly break that record next year. Now, granted, we do have people like Kristen that are slightly skewing the results, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind trying to hook up with my daughter at some point. So I'm going to leave her in the female category.
I'll take her when she's 14 to Italy.
Okay, there you go.
And the second question, and that's a good segue, you read my mind, is what trips have Kristen signed up for, and has she turned in all her deposits already?
Oh, yeah. Kristen has paid me in Monopoly dollars and fake McDonald's food. Kristen will be attending all four trips this year. And
awesome.
Her lovely grandparents, it's looking like, will even attend the UK trip. So if you want a chance to meet the people that somehow spawned my wonderful self, you should sign up for the UK trip.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's all. I'm going to go back to the library. But
no, you're
going to
go back into the middle of the street and honk for crap.
I tell you, I want to play honk for crap. Who is willing to call in, like get in their car and call in, and basically this is how we do it. You get in your car, all right, and you basically go out in the road and you stop at a stop. When you get to a red light, you don't go when it turns green, and you stick your cell phone out the window, and every time someone honks for you, we will send you a bag of crap. Is there anybody like on the chat room now that's willing to do this?
I'm pretty all sure right, this is how those like Today Show stories about somebody getting road rage and shot start out.
Dude, I know, but it'll be so awesome if we're part of that. We have to like take advantage of this. Okay,
here's
let's
get, like, Teamwork would be on the front page.
All right, you imagine how much traffic we'll get if we like killed one of our members because they were out honking for crap. This would be the most awesome idea ever in Theme Park Review history.
It would
okay,
be kind of like a public service if it was Tyler.
Can we hang up on Tyler now? We have more questions to answer. Bye-bye, Tyler. Okay, let's answer Mr. Impatient. WF Chris says, typically, how much is the single traveler single supplement? Does having your own room affect your ability to get to know the rest of the group? I'll take the second part of that. Having your own room absolutely has no effect on it. It's basically all about you. If you're an outgoing person and you're interested in getting to know other people on the trip, then you'll get to know people on the trip. Someone like Piers and Dave, for example, they always get the single supplement, and we can't seem to get rid of them. Alyssa, do you want to take the first part about how much is typically the single supplement?
Yeah, you know, this honestly, it just really, really varies widely between trips. You know, obviously the shorter the trip, cheaper it will be, except probably this year in the case of Europe. You know, Europe will be staying at 3 resort hotels for multiple nights, so that's going to be very expensive single supplement because so much of that trip is going to be hotel costs. So, you know, if I have to put one person in a room versus two, you can do the math and figure out that'll be a lot more money. This is something, again, once the private boards open up, once we actually have all the hotel reservations solidified, I can get you the exact prices. That's usually what happens when we do the big questionnaire in March for all the trips, and the single supplement option will be on there.
Is that it? Oh, yeah, he wasn't last. Duh. Damn it, nobody wants to play Hunt for Crap. I'm really bummed out about this. Okay, another question from the chat room. This comes from LCHG5265. Are there any parks on the UK trip or your trip that might close after this trip? None that we're aware of. I will say that parks like Camelot, Lightwater Valley, and, of course, whatever is left of South Fork have always been a little sketchy, but nothing that has been, like, announced that, like, oh, this ride's closing or this park is closing. But you never know. I mean, you never know what could possibly be in danger. I mean, when we visited Southport on the UK trip in 2006, nobody had any idea that that was basically its last season. So you can never tell. Let's see. Any details about ERT on the UK trip, says Nathan Hill and blah, blah, blah. No details as of right now. I will tell you that obviously if you can think of a major ride that exists in the UK, we will most likely try to get ERT on it. For example, in 2006 at Thorpe Park, we had ERT on Nemesis Inferno and Stealth. Obviously, we'll try to go for ERT on Saw at Alton Towers. What do we have? We had Rita, Nemesis, I think Air. You know, obviously, we'll try to get ERT on the new coaster. Blackpool, we had Big Dipper, Pepsi Max.
We had that whole park.
Yeah, we actually ended up having practically the whole park for ERT. We had Speed at Oakwood. I mean, basically, you know, just try to figure if there's something that is of significance, we'll try to get ERT and obviously try to arrange some backstage tours and photo opportunities as well. Let's see. Vin the Attendant says, are there any ways to get a reduced cost like AAA, travel coupons, season passes, et cetera? Unfortunately, the answer is no. You are already getting a reduced cost for everything that we put together in the packages. If you priced it out on your own, there would be absolutely no way you could do everything that we are lining up on one of our trips on your own because, for one, a lot of things just simply wouldn't be offered, and second of all, we do get very good prices from the parks. So unfortunately, the prices that you're seeing on the trips are actually the best possible price we can give you. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Who do we have here? All right. Dude, I have someone from the 661 area code. Who is this that lives locally to us?
Hey, Rob, Melissa. It's Matt from Valencia.
Hey, what's going on, Matt from Valencia? What's happening, dude?
Not much going on here. I just have a couple of questions for you guys.
Sure. What's going on? Ask away.
For the UK-Europe trip, I have a question about like foreign currency exchange. Do you recommend doing that sooner rather than later, waiting till you get to the airport to do it there, buying it from a bank here? What's your take on that?
We always recommend buying it early. Like, do not do it at the airport. You will get the absolute worst currency exchange. I can tell you that we do it at our Bank of America here in Valencia. Alyssa, do you want to tell Matt kind of about how the process goes? I think we do it online too, don't we?
Yeah, there's a million ways. If you have an account with Wells Fargo, Bank of America, even a lot of credit unions do it nowadays, it's super easy to just get your currency ahead of time. I never would show up in a I would never show up in a foreign country without some currency. I do have people that do it. I have people that don't listen to me and get ass raped at the airport with a terrible exchange rate. And I have people that swear by their ATM cards and will just go to the ATM immediately in the airport, or sorry, the cash point in England, and immediately pull out money there. I always recommend doing it ahead of time. If you don't want to get all of it ahead of time, you're worried about carrying that much cash, I totally understand that. Make sure your debit card will work internationally and use ATMs internationally as well, but always please bring some cash over. And as far as like playing the foreign currency market, I do at least watch it. I'll watch it for a couple months, just try to see where it's going. There's always things in the news that they tell you, oh, you know, the euro's at a 14-month low against the dollar. Oh, well, I'm going to buy it then. You know, I watch things like that. For most of our trip participants, for you guys, realistically, it's only going to change a few cents, and you're not going to be exchanging that much money that it's really going to make a big deal, enough to take time out of your day to watch this every day. For us, when we're looking into, oh, should I pay Europa Park this like $80,000 right now, I will watch the exchange rates and try to get the best. But I hope that answers your question, and honestly, do try to get some ahead of time. The banks all make it super easy, and I would never show up in a country without some of their currency.
Yeah, sounds good. I remember the couple of times I went to Japan, I always did it through the local bank here, and it always worked out really well to get it sooner rather than later. But I just thought maybe you guys had a different take, or sounds like
nope.
It's best to do it that same way.
You're doing it right. You got it.
Okay, I have one other question, if I could.
Go for it, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna admit it right now. I'm obsessed with Nürburgring, the part of the trip, that part of the Europe trip. So I don't know if like you guys have any updated status on that, because I know that's kind of up in the air if it's going to be open or not. What have you guys heard?
Okay, so
I haven't heard.
Yeah, Rob's
yeah.
going to be in IAPA. At IAPA, he will try to grease the palms of SNS and see what he can figure out. We're going to have to probably play it by ear. Luckily, this is why people always ask, why do you guys do your trips during the summer? Why don't you do them earlier? Why don't you do that? Well, we're going to give this, you know, a chance to actually open and not blow up for a couple of weeks. So we have time to watch it. Obviously, we all want to hit it. If it's going to open or run, we will be there for sure. If not, you know, unfortunately, we probably can't take you to the ring because it is out of the way and we can substitute another park instead of that. I can't imagine it would boggle my mind if they just let that project die after they've kind of built it in with the stands and you've seen it. They don't want to let it die. So.
Yeah,
have faith and trust, and hopefully it will open. If not, we'll have a really kick-ass backup for you that you'll be equally happy with, and maybe we'll go do some more TPR go-karting like you saw in the latest update, or we'll do something fun, I promise.
Awesome.
And honestly, that's one important thing that Alyssa did mention, because a lot of people do ask, you know, why don't we do trips? You know, other organizations sometimes do their trips in May and June. To be honest, we've seen other groups come through the U.S. and miss out on a coaster being open, you know, by a week or two. And that's actually one of the reasons why we usually do all of our U.S. trips in either late July or August, because sometimes those brand new attractions, I mean, we've all seen it happen where they can't get them up and running by Memorial Day, and that's usually always the time parks want to get things open. So is it better to risk it and miss it, or go a little bit later and have more guarantee that it's open? So anyway, thanks for calling in, Matt. We will speak
cool.
to you soon. Hopefully
thank
I'll run
you
into
guys.
A Sioux plantation again at some point.
Awesome.
All right. Bye.
Cool, dude.
All right. Let's see. We'll do one more call. We have someone from the 718 area code. Who is this? Is this Larry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Larry.
Larry, ask a question.
I have two questions, actually.
Oh, God. All right, go ahead. Dude, are you willing to play Honk for Crap?
No, because I have no pants on right now, so I'm not going.
Whoa, that's even better.
I want to see a picture. Okay, who on the forum right now in the chat room wants to see a picture of Larry with no pants on? Just say the word yes.
I hope nobody responds.
Larry, quick, ask your question, and I'll try to help you.
Okay, two questions. One, knowing that there's a couple of, the bus ride goes through a lot of, past a lot of smaller parks between Milan and Amsterdam, will some of the, smaller parks potentially be bonus parks, whether it be like a Potts Park or a Fort Fun or a Doon Rail or, and, Coneyland or anything like, or Coneyland, anything like that?
Okay, so first of all, most of the parks you mentioned are not along the way, unfortunately. Trust me, we've looked into Coneyland and Fort Fun. Those are two that I really would like to hit. It's just looking like it's not possible. Remember that, unfortunately, the Europe schedules, even still that time of year, they're more like 10 to 5, 10 to 6. So it's really hard on days that we're driving to hit those parks.
Okay.
That being said, I will try to get us every little butterfly coaster credit that I can. So we'll obviously try to do that. If it comes down to hitting a butterfly coaster or like a kick-ass adventure ropes course or a alpine slide through the Alps, I'll probably choose that instead, and I think most people would agree with that, but we will look for those little parks because I know they can be equally quirky and charming and fun.
Right, and my question wasn't just to get to whore all the coasters, but, there's those unusual things like that climbing wall on the old nuclear power plant that never opened up in Germany and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And remember also, I think that, we've talked about this before, it sounds like for you, and I'm sure other people out there listening, we are still planning a Rob and Alyssa's Weird Parks of Europe. And pretty much every park you just mentioned is on that trip. And that trip will happen at some point, I guarantee it. But there's just so many people right now and so many bigger parks in Europe that still need to kind of be hit that it's kind of on the back burner. But absolutely, there will be a Weird Parks of Europe where we'll hit nothing but those unusual, quirky, trampoline and funhouse-type parks.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Because when I look at things on a regular map without seeing how the bus is going, some things look closer than they really are.
Yeah, you have to understand on that drive from Milan to Europa Park where you see there's Coneyland. It's not that far away. Yeah, except it's kind of over the Alps. So
yeah.
It's not like the bus can just go it's only 30 miles out of the way, but it's 30 miles of wild mouse roads and it wouldn't be a good idea.
So Miss Frizzle will not be driving the bus?
Not quite.
Okay, so the second question is also, I know a lot, I'm not sure, I don't know about Milan, I'm assuming it's like a typical European city, where if I come in by train versus plane, will it still be pretty easy to get to the hotel?
Yeah, and actually, the thing to note, we're not actually going to be staying in Milan, we're just going to be arriving into the airport there, and then we'll be taking a bus directly to the first park. A, it'll be super easy to get from the train station to the airport, and B, if you did get in at a different time or a different day than the rest of us, you could probably even make it by train to the first park.
Perfect.
Not
Thank you, Aldis.
You're very welcome, Larry. And we want pictures of you with your pants off.
In traffic.
In traffic, yeah. Maureen says she wants to see Larry play honk for crap with your pants off.
Although after the picture Alyssa sent me, I might have to send her a picture of me without my pants on.
Whoa, what?
Okay, I got to go now. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. So we have a crap load of questions that have come in. Any update on the coaster at Nuremberg Ring? I think we already got to that one. Cali Coasters asks, if and when the East Coast trip returns, will Six Flags Great Adventure be added to the list? Abso-freaking-lutely, we're actually working on an itinerary now for 2011 that will include both Great Adventure and Cedar Point. Let's see. Shinga asks, are logistics the reason for not visiting Cedar Point this year? Yes, it is. Basically, visiting Cedar Point is kind of like Disney in the sense where it adds a lot of money onto the trip. And you really, when we do Cedar Point, we like to try to do it over a 2 or 3 day period, stay on property, and really actually do the full Cedar Point experience. We actually did look into trying to add it on to the Mid-America trip this year, but if you sort of look at the map and see the parks that we're doing and the circle that we're doing, Cedar Point would be pretty far out of the way. It would basically be like an 8-hour round trip out of the way, and it would create, an additional 2 more days onto the trip. Let's see. Edward asks, another question for the Europe trip. Will all the countries we hit have only euros, or will there be places that still use their old currency? I think everything's on the euro this year, isn't it, woman? Woman? What's that? Uh-oh, hang on. We are having technical randomness. Woman, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I thought I was going bananas. Okay, so we're all on the Europe, right? On the euro this year, right?
Except we're passing through Switzerland, which is not. Now, granted, hopefully you will not have to, but we did stop at an awesome McDonald's once in Switzerland that was like $13 for a Big Mac. So in that case, you might want to have a couple of little Swiss dollars, but you can probably deal without it.
Is that the place that had the really good chicken wings at McDonald's?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, we need to go there again. Okay. Death by Din asks, if I send Kid Tums and Rob a Yo Gabba Gabba laptop, what do I get in return? A bag of crap, of course. Do you know what visas are required for those countries? No visas are required. Just look up trip insurance, and average cost is about $100 for the total package, says Nathan. Wait, what's your question? Oh, I see. You didn't write that in blue. That was not actually a question. Thank you for following directions. Vin the Attendant says, could national security matters affect trips, orange warnings, red warnings, etc.? That's actually a really good question. Basically, of course, national security matters can always affect a trip. This is why we recommend trip insurance. I mean, obviously, this is sort of one of those worst-case scenarios, but we always recommend getting trip insurance just in case something beyond our control would ever happen. Woman, do you have anything else to add to that?
No. Obviously, you know, you hope that something like that doesn't happen, but you prepare for the worst. So another reason for trip insurance.
All right. So right now we have no callers in the queue. So
I do have a question also that was submitted to me earlier today. This is
all right. Why don't
we
go ahead and take that?
Yeah. Eben asked for the Middle America trip, what does the stop at Wisconsin Dells include? Wisconsin Dells will definitely include Mount Olympus. Most likely will also include the coaster at Timber Falls, whatever they decide to call it next year. And then there will be time for you to go off and explore other attractions in that area on your own. A couple other questions he asked. He was bitching about water parks. Don't worry. If you don't like water parks, there's plenty of other stuff to do at all these parks. We will not be going to a just water park on the Middle America or Intimidator trips, but there are water parks included on both of those trips, so that'll be fun.
Was he really bitching about it, or did he just mention it?
No, I think he was bitching about it.
Oh, by the way, Eben, if you happen to be listening to this.
Hello! Now I'm going to give all orphans a snack!
Yeah, I thought you would appreciate that. Okay, we have a caller coming in right now. All right, Mr. Caller from the 860 area code, who are you and what would you like us to do for you?
Hi, this is actually Vin the Attendant.
Hey, what's up, Vin the Attendant? Today I just answered a question of yours, right?
Yep, you did, actually, too.
Awesome. Excellent. Cool. What else can we do for you?
Mostly for the bag of crap, but just wondering.
Awesome. I can respect that.
Is it possible to get kicked off of the trip once you're on it?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a really good question. The answer is absolutely yes. I mean, we have had a couple of incidences where we have very close had to ask somebody to leave a trip. And we have actually had somebody that after we finished a trip that we refunded their money back for another trip they had going on this year because of some of their actions that happened on one trip that we just couldn't have them doing another trip that year as it would have been a liability for us. Woman, do you have anything else to add to that? I mean, it would be pretty damn hard to get kicked off a trip. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you don't do any illegal activity. You don't cause a big scene or a fuss. You'll do just fine on one of our trips. But, you know, if you are a problem, if there's any fighting, you know, physical or verbal, stuff like that, you know, you will be asked to leave, and, you know, that's it. You know, we do expect this to be a safe and fun environment for everybody. So that means, you know, no underage drinking, nothing illegal, no activities like that. You know, no, you have to just follow the rules. And unfortunately, every year we've had to add more rules because people do things that we never thought they would do. So we have to add a rule about it. But, you know, these rules are things that to 99% of the people are common sense, but we have to put them in there for the 1% that it's not.
I mean, we have had to ban people from trips for basically doing stupid things or just thinking that they were above the rules of the park or above the rules of the trip. I mean, you know, so basically, it basically comes down to this. If you're a cool person and you're hanging out with the group and you're having time and you basically don't be a douchebag, you will never have a problem with anything on TPR trip. But, I mean, and we've had to ban very, very few people on trips. I mean, I want to say there's probably less than 10 out of, like, what, 4 years, 5 years of doing trips and probably, yeah, 400 or 500 people going on trips. We've had, like, 10 of them banned, and they all did incredibly stupid things that you would never think that someone would actually do, but they actually went and did this. And we just don't have the time or patience to put up with that. And I think you can understand that, right?
Apparently,
yeah,
you
can. Okay, anything else, Ben? Have we answered your question and all that stuff?
Nope, that should be all.
Awesome. Okay, send me your address and we'll get you a bag of crap.
All right, thank you.
Cool. All right, so we have no callers in the queue right now, so people, you need to call in. Or we're going to do, that's what we should do. Call in or we'll do something mean to Dan. No, actually, then no one will call in.
That's an incentive to not call in.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Let me actually go to the chat room. We have a crap load of questions.
I have to plug the Twitter account. I was told it's a must. We must plug the TPR Twitter account.
Okay.
I don't really know much more about that. Rob, you want to handle that?
It's Twitter... / theme park review. It's pretty easy, and also plug. Basically, if you want, we update our Twitter and Facebook all the time. So it's twitter.com/ theme park review or facebook.com/ Rob Alvey, all one word, spelled RobbAlvey. Is that a good enough plug? Oh, I should also plug Roller Coasters in the Raw Volume 4. Order your damn copy of Raw 4 now, bitches, because we're going to ship it on Monday. It's only $10, and it has awesome coasters. So there's the official plug with some swearing. Okay, let's see. Coaster Obsessive has asked, if I'm going on more than one trip, UK-Europe, and the lottery happens, would you basically separate them out and go on one and not the other? How would that work? Woman, I'm going to let you take this because it sounds more intelligent than what I can answer.
Yeah, basically, if you're signed up for both, it'll be basically both or nothing. We will consider that as one vote. Don't worry, it's not like going to count against you only having the one for each trip, basically. But, like, if you made it in one and not the other, basically you'd make it in both. I hope that makes sense for you. But, again, we may ask, you know, on some of the trips that are oversold, we may first ask for volunteers. Oh, well, would you rather do this trip or would you be okay doing a different trip? Again, just in our way to try to get everybody in a trip that they want to do and they'll be happy in.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Do you have a current breakdown of who is registered on the trip by age, family, et cetera? Of course we have a breakdown of who is registered. Are we able to share it with you? Absolutely not at this point. Sorry. Prog Dog asks, how old is Jeff Johnson? Let's see. Is he actually in the room right now?
His bedtime.
Oh, that's right, of course. If Dave wants to call in and tell us how old Jeff Johnson is, we'll answer the question that way. Okay. Texas is asking, just wanted to confirm, if there was an add-on to Canada, would we need a passport? That's actually a good question. I mean, everybody knows that Canada is the 51st state, you know, America's hat, et cetera, et cetera. The rule seems to keep changing. I remember last year, like, it was recommended, but they had these travel cards. Basically, I would recommend getting a passport. But do you know, woman, is it now required, or did that law finally go into effect or not?
I'm pretty sure by next summer you either need a full passport or you need one of those passport cards. It'll no longer be okay to just have a birth certificate or driver's license. This is something all Americans should have, a passport. Here's my public service announcement of the evening. Get a passport. It's good for 10 years. It's not that expensive. When you win that all expenses paid trip to Europe, you're going to need a passport. So just get one.
Let's see, who else? Okay, hang on a second here. Oh, wait, I think I have a caller. Oh, my God. Someone was actually dumb enough to call in.
It's a 240 area code. Hmm.
All right, let's see. Oh, they hung up. Damn it. Okay, never mind. Oh, dude, I do have an area code. Dave, what the hell do you want?
Well, you told me to call in to talk about Jeff Johnson's age, so of course I'm going to call
in
to talk about that. Yeah.
Can
so
you tell
Jeff Johnson's age cannot actually be measured by science. It's so big that every scientist on Earth has been working on this problem, and they still cannot solve it. So that's Jeff Johnson's age.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad we now know that.
Yeah. Well, you told me to call in and tell you.
I did, but that's the correct answer. I'm now gonna send you a bag of crap.
I'm very excited, and I think that since I'm on the phone, that we should talk about like Alyssa Bingo and how awesome it is, and how the guy who created it deserves a raise.
Yeah. Bye bye. Okay.
It's easy to give you a raise from zero. Fine,
yeah.
Dave. Here's a dollar. Go make more Alyssa Bingo.
Ginzo asks, "Do you get your money back if you're murdered in your sleep?" Well, let's find out what happens if somebody murders Ginzo in his sleep.
Oh, no, everybody else gets a trip bonus, right?
That's true. Ash1111 asks, will the DVD Six Bags Magic Mountain be shown on the U.S. trip? Absolutely. It will be. CA Flyboys asks, Alyssa, what kind of food do you take for bribery? I don't know. What do you take from Hawaii for bribery, woman? Pineapple, poi,
No.
Anything?
Hawaii is not very Alyssa-friendly, sorry.
All right. Coaster Obsessive says, if we are somewhat late with the payment schedule, are we out immediately, or is there some other option? This is actually a good question. Alyssa, do you want to take this one and talk about how payment milestones work?
Yeah, okay, so first of all, right now for the initial deposit, you have to have your initial deposit if you do want a chance to get in on the trip. After that, like I always tell people, if you have a problem with the dates that are listed, email me. I can do payment options. As long as I've arranged with you in advance a payment option, I see that you've been doing regularly scheduled payments, I can extend or I can change the deadlines a bit for you specifically, but you need to email me that.
All righty. Argly Sock asks, been looking at the pictures from last year. Seems like there's a lot of partying in the evening. Are people typically out every night? Do you have favorite bars, pubs that will be part of your tour? And then somebody else asks, what if I don't party? Basically, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it like partying. Just people do like to go out, have a good time at night. You know, and a lot of people have asked how like groups meet each other. You have to remember that every single TPR trip that we've done, there's always people that have never been on a trip, don't know any of these people. And I would say if you're even just remotely, you know, just averagely like outgoing, enthusiastic person, you'll make friends really easy, and people do go and hang out. They'll find a local restaurant. They'll find a local bar. There's always like the hotel group that gets together, laptop parties, going out and drinking. And again, there's always people that just go to their room and want to catch some sleep. There's no requirement for being social at all, but I will say that the TPR trips usually are a fairly social activity, but it's absolutely not required, and it's absolutely not looked down upon if you don't take part in any of the social activities. All right, let's see if there's anybody on the phone. We do have somebody on the phones. Who was dumb enough to call in? Let's see, 630 area code, you are on live with Rob and Alyssa. And they hung up. That was awesome. Okay. All right, let's see. Godwin asked, for the Intimidator trip, since we'll be so close to the ocean, will there be a chance for a beach party? That's a very good question. Obviously, if it is open to do it, we will look into it. I mean, I would think probably the only really night that we may have is when we are in Myrtle Beach, and we'll have to actually give that some thought. Let's see. How big are the beds in hotels for the UK trip, says Nathan Hillenbill or whatever. Alyssa, do you want to answer that one?
Yeah, most of the hotels we'll stay at for the UK trip will have double size. There might be a few nights where it might be one double and one single in a room, and that brings up another good point. sometimes the rooms are not the same. Sometimes, you know, especially in Europe and England, when we're going to take over a whole hotel, it might be bunk beds. It might be one bed and a sofa bed. It might be two giant beds. There will at least always be separate beds, so you don't need to get that comfortable with your roommate. But it is important to, you know, be fair, share. You know, if you're a little bit smaller, maybe you take a bunk bed instead of the real bed. You know, you trade off. If somebody had a sofa bed the night before, the next hotel they get the real bed. You know, we always try to make sure everyone's very comfortable. You know, if we are at a hotel, though, that this is the only hotel within any kind of immediate range of the park, and they only have enough rooms with two beds for most of the group, but some of the group will have to have a sofa bed, you know, we'll probably still book that and just ask for volunteers. But,
Alrighty.
You know, bed size, you'll be fine.
All right, so let's go to the phones. Someone from the 772 area code, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Robin. Lisa? Sorry.
Hello.
I was looking at the dates for the Intimidate Tour. And
right.
The last date, it said the 23rd of the of August.
Correct.
And
right.
I think my school, my college might start that date. So, like, if I were to try and leave on the 22nd, if possible, how would we try and do that?
Okay, well, first of all, the 23rd is a travel day, so you wouldn't be missing a park. Everybody will leave that morning. So even depending on your school schedule, if you can take an early flight, you can go right to class. If that doesn't work and you do need to leave Sunday, you know, this is things that we've organized in the past before. I can tell you we will be within 30 miles of the airport on that Sunday all day, actually starting even Saturday night. So, again, we hate having people leave early, but you would be able to hopefully have some fun with us on Sunday and then head over back to the airport for, like, a Sunday night flight.
Okay. So, like, Sunday would you, like, so possibly, like, a Sunday night flight, I might be able to take one, and I wouldn't miss too much, necessarily?
Correct, because Sunday is the last full park day, and
okay.
Most likely we'll be at one park.
Oh, no. Did we just lose Alyssa again?
I think
Oh, no. Hang on a second. We are having technical difficulties. Woman, what happened? Oh, her phone ate shit on us again. All right, call back in. Sorry, what was she babbling about? I totally wasn't even paying attention. I'm usually like this.
Yeah, okay. About the last night, I think my college classes start on the 23rd. So I was asking about if I were to leave early on, like, Sunday night, if I would even
right.
miss anything big or anything like that. And she was saying that probably
well,
not.
we normally have our group orgy on that night, and you normally would not want to miss out on that. Let's face it, what really happens on the first day of school anyway?
Nothing except for I get dropped if I don't get the class, so that's pretty much the thing.
Yeah, you know, like, you drop a class here or there. Alyssa, do you actually have a serious answer for him? You guys are talking about this.
I just basically said, yeah, Sunday, honestly, if he can be there for morning ERT, he'll have a good portion of the day to have some fun. He'll miss whatever farewell dinner we do and whatever night ERT we do, but he will get all of his credits in, and you'll be all set at least that way.
Okay. So I think
and I still stand by, get yourself a good class schedule. First of all, you should not have any classes on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday only. And then if
course.
You do
yeah,
have to
true.
Have a class Monday, you have it Monday evening so that you can just
mm-hmm.
fly back Monday like everyone else.
Okay. Well, I would definitely
That's
try and
That's the
change
beauty
my...
of college.
Yes, yes. Whenever I want class, I can try and get that time slot.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that was my general question for the night.
Awesome.
Great.
All right, send us your address, and we'll get you a bag of human feces. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, let's see. We'll take one more from the 631 area code. All right, who is this? Caller, go ahead.
It's Brian.
Hey, what's up, Brian? How's it going?
Good. I was wondering if we could watch Adam's Bar Mitzvah video on the bus.
Yes, 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 yes. In fact, does he have it on a DVD? He must have it on a DVD, right?
Oh, he has it on his iPod, even.
He shows it
oh,
to
my
everybody.
God. Okay, what we'll do is we will watch Adam's Bar Mitzvah DVD, but I actually think for the farewell dinner, we need to get a group of people to act it out. and actually do, like, a live version of it at our farewell dinner.
Could, we'd have a lightsaber battle and everything. It'll be great.
That would kick ass. By the way, Brian, do you want to plug the Twitter account?
Yes. Go on the Twitter account. That's it.
That was awesome. All right, did you have any other questions?
No.
All right, thank you for calling in, Brian. We will speak to you soon. Oh, when is the next update for the Brian and Adam show?
Oh, God. This week.
Really?
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah, if you guys are.
Awesome. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, see ya.
All right, everybody, we have 30 minutes left, so if you want to call in, do it soon. We're going to oh, God, we have a call from the 909 area code. This could be pretty sketchy.
Hang up. Hang up.
All right. All right, caller from the 909. Caller, go ahead. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, who is
this? John or Space Mountain Fan.
Oh, hey, what's up, John or Space Mountain Fan? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just life, pretty much.
That's cool. Did you have a question or anything?
Yeah.
If you didn't, that's cool, too. We can just kind of shoot the shit and talk about whatever, you know.
Oh, really? That's what I was planning on doing, actually.
So, will you play Honk for Crap?
Unfortunately, I cannot because there are no busy streets anywhere near my house now.
Well, how far are you willing to drive for Crap and find a busy street?
I can't drive, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. I would really do it. I would love to, but, you know, I can't drive. I'm sorry.
All right, so did you have a question or anything like that?
Yeah, for the Midwest trip,
yep.
Is Freestyle Music Park seriously still standing?
That's an awesome question.
First of all,
totally...
that's the Intimidator trip.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I'm
true.
I'm sorry. I'm a little sorry about
You're
that.
You're from the 909. We understand.
Thanks, Melissa.
No problem. But, yeah, believe it or not, I think that they have had a few kneecaps broken by the mob that they owe money to. But other than that, they are still there, and I think they're attempting to stay open or open again at some point, or it'll just be something we keep an eye on.
all right, then.
I think that's, let's see, anything else, or did we answer that question?
Yeah, pretty much. I just wanted to be on the radio show.
That's awesome. Send us your address, and we'll send you a bag of Kristen's feces. We'll speak to you later.
Oh, wow.
Bye.
You know,
all right, let's see. Where are bags of crap from Fall Fun Fest? Everybody wants bags of crap. The one thing you always have to remember is I do have a list of everybody that we owe bags of crap to. It just takes time. Bags of crap are not easy to make. I mean, think about it. I how often do you actually have a bowel movement and then try to imagine the amount of people.
Well, Rob, in your case.
Well, okay. So, but even still, it's like even if I have 3 or 4 bowel movements a day, that's still a lot of bags of crap to have to fill. Okay, let's see. Is there anybody that's called in? Oh yeah. Oh God. We have another one from the 240. I don't think I'm going to answer it. Let's do the 949 one now. Let's see. Mr. 949, who is this?
Hey there.
Hey, who is this?
This is AJ or Boost.
Hey, what's up, AJ or Boost?
I've just got a quick question. How many people have you gotten under, say, 18 or 16 to go on your trips, and how has that worked out?
We've actually had quite a few people. Like, are you saying, like, you know, like 12-year-olds or like 16 or, you know?
Like 14 to 18.
I mean, what would you say, woman? We at least have probably 2 or 3 on every trip, and they seem to work out just fine, right?
Yeah, most of the time our minors are fine. I mean, actually, I think we're more up to about 5 or 6 on each trip of 17 unaccompanied minors, my 16 and 17-year-olds. And they're usually better behaved than, like, my 18, 19, and 20-year-olds because I threaten
Definitely.
Them with their life. So basically, you have to have enough trust from your parents because your parents basically sign you over to me for the week.
Of course.
So I usually – my 16 and 17-year-olds are usually well-behaved. They have a lot of fun with the group, and they always come back. And then once they're legal, it's even more fun.
Yay! And basically, anytime it's
terrible.
Legal, it's a lot more fun. All right, was there anything else you wanted?
Nope, that was it. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Talk to you soon, dude.
See ya.
I do just want to remind everybody who's asking questions and asking about the trips, remember, again, if you want to get into a trip, it is imperative that you get your deposit in by this Friday. That's Friday the, let's see, 6th, I believe. So, seriously.
And make sure you buy a copy of Roller Coasters in the RAW 4, too.
Stop
okay,
plugging your stupid roller coaster video on the roller coaster
dude,
site.
It's not stupid. It kicks ass. It has, like, lots
my
of Intamin coasters.
My trips are so much better than your coaster videos.
Dude, they're my trips, too, and you filmed a lot of that shit. So, all right, let's take a call from 256 area code. All right, caller, go ahead.
Damn it. Hello,
what?
Mr.
You didn't realize what 256
no.
is, right?
Oh! Hold on, guys. Listen. Listen to me. Are you guys listening?
Are you playing Honk for Crap or no?
I'm walking back to my car, and I'm hoping that before the 30-minute show is over that I can play Honk for Crap.
Okay,
yay!
Tyler, shut up
so
for a second.
I'm walking back to my car.
Tyler, be quiet. Okay, we're going to keep you on the line, but I'm going to answer another call. All right, here comes someone from the 661 area code. Who is this, and what do you want?
Hey, Rob, it feels like I just spoke to you about a few minutes ago. That's crazy.
Why, did you just speak to us a few minutes ago?
Yeah, it's Matt. I called back.
Oh, hey, what's up, Matt?
You demanded
right,
people call in, so I decided, sure.
Tyler, do you have a question for Matt?
Yeah. What's the best way to get laid?
Not me, Tyler.
Well, you know, I get this question a lot, actually.
I think
really?
That's why I ask you. I ask you because I know.
Yeah, and I think the answer is totally obvious. You call into a Rob and Alyssa live chat session about TBR trips.
Hey, we
not
are
late
not
yet.
Putting. Yeah, we. I don't know. Like, we're not putting like live women ready to screw in the bags of crap. We're not even putting real dolls in the bags of crap. So.
I'd like to point out though that we have had lots of TBR romances.
That's true. We've even had a TBR baby created. And I'm not just talking about Kristen. There was actually a baby created, I think, on the East Coast trip, and that baby is actually alive and well today. Matt, did you actually have a question?
Oh, sure. I can. Yeah. Well, this Rob, you'll appreciate this. I just recently went to my first Buffalo Wild Wings and took on like a healthy version of their Blazin' Challenge.
Which Buffalo Wild Wings did you go to?
Oh, the one in the Buena Park Mall next to Knott's. The one just opened.
Whoa! Hang on, just a second here.
No,
do you know anything
about never going
wait,
to Knott's?
Wait a second here. There's a Buffalo Wild Wings in the Buena Park Mall that just opened.
Yes, it just opened.
Dude, okay. Screw like going to Knott's Berry Farm this year. It is all about Buffalo Wild Wings.
And Clay Jumper.
Yeah. Oh my God. No, that is awesome. But by the way, Dan is here. So if you want to email Dan, anyone that emails Dan will get a bag of crap. And his email address is mrtoad13@aol.com. And remember, the O in Toad is a zero. Joey's also here too, but I don't actually have his email address. But if everyone could just type Jew really loud in the chat room, and he would appreciate that. All right, Matt. Was
I
there anything else?
Loudly.
Yeah. So about that, I was curious, what in the UK, Europe, where in the UK and the Europe trips, like, what's, like, the craziest food-related adventure do you guys have planned, if any?
Potted meat.
Really?
British food is not really something to write home about.
Yeah.
But luckily they
have
really good Indian food.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it's good that we have
a
big selection, you know, you have English food, Italian food, German food, like what, you know, what's the craziest thing you guys got?
Woman?
Well, on the Spain trip, remember they handed us like these giant racks of some sort of meat that was still on like a bone. It looked like something out of like Fred Flintstone or Jeff Johnson kind of era. And I remember Ed burned himself on it because the bone was still about 380 degrees.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
That
silly
was also
Ed.
Mr. Shrimp. Remember we had Mr. Shrimp?
It was. Hello, I'm Mr. Shrimp. How's it going? Dave remembers Mr. Shrimp. Mr. Shrimp almost ate him. Dude, yeah, this is great. The First of all, not only is the chat room yelling out Jew, but they're saying British food is awesome. That's Mike Austin. All Mike Austin eats is like Frankfurters and dick. Let's see. Troll says potted meat is great, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's not going to be too much amazing food for you in the UK. Sorry about that, Matt.
That's all right. I'm sure we'll find something.
There's good beer, though. All right, anything else, or should we go on to our next call?
I think I'm about done here, but I expect multiple
right.
crap now.
Absolutely. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Get you later.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a call from the 860 area code. Let's see. Hello, caller. Who is this? Caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ben again.
Hey, what's up, Ben again? How are you?
I'm doing good. I thought of another question here. Are the costs that are currently shown to us, are those about around where they're going to be, or could there be some type of fuel surcharge or large increase due to something in the future? And if that does happen, do we have a chance to return to get our money back if we can't afford that addition?
Oh, okay.
I'll take that question.
Yeah. Wait, is this LCHG?
Yes.
Oh, okay, awesome. I can remove your question. By the way, we saw you last year, didn't we?
At Lake Compounds. I got you guys on the kiddie coaster.
Awesome. I just want to say thank you again for that. That really kicked ass.
and then at Disney in December.
That's right. Like, we briefly ran into you guys. Did I ever send out, like, a bunch of crap to you guys? I know I owed some stuff to you, but I don't remember if I got it or not.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
But you did get that Carousel of Progress Fast Pass.
Dude, so do me a favor. Email me your guys' address, because I remember I had it at one point, and then I totally lost it. I owe you guys a big old honking box of random shit. So send me both your guys' address again. Anyway, Alyssa, go ahead and answer the man's question.
Oh, you mean I actually get to talk now?
No, actually you don't. So what is it really like working at Lake Compounds?
It's pretty fun. It's even though it's corporate now, it's still a fun family atmosphere and still good times. I like working
awesome.
At Boulder Dash.
Awesome. All right, Alyssa, now you get to talk.
Okay, so if you do read the little tiny fine print, it does say, you know, we may have to raise the cost based on this or that. In all the trips we've ever done, it's only happened twice. And both times, it's been less than $50. But it was one year, it was the East Coast trip when our bus company basically came back. That was the big summer fuel crisis year. And our bus company came back and charged us 20% more for the buses 30 days before the trip. And like you said, we did, you know, give the option. Like, if you do want to drop out over this amount of money, we do understand we'll refund you. The other year it happened was the Europe trip. And that was when the euro went from $1.30 to $1.64 exchange rate, like, within 2 months. So that was a really hard one also. Again, I do believe it was $50 or less was the actual increase in the price.
It won't be some large amount that, you know, you're already spending so much and it's just a large addition. It's going to be something smaller in most cases.
No. Yeah, it would never be, like, a giant hundreds of dollars or anything like that now.
We'll take
okay.
an extra $500 per person.
Okay.
All right, dude. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Send me your address. Seriously, I really feel bad. I haven't sent you guys your stuff. So send me your address, and I'll get you guys big boxes of crap out to you.
Okay. Will do.
And yeah, actually, like, no. I need to send you guys, because I think you guys are in Roller Coasters in the Raw Volume 2, so we need to send you guys that
yes,
as well.
Yes,
so.
We are.
Yeah, send me your address and remind me that's who you are, and I'll get you guys copies of that, because you are the stars of that DVD.
Okay, have a good night.
He's not, yeah,
all right,
he's not just blowing smoke up your butt, because we are actually having a big TPR bitch work party this weekend, so we will get all this stuff done and out to you guys.
Yep. All right, take it easy, man.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Okay, let me answer a few more from the blah, blah, blah. What the hell do we call the thing? In the chat room. Are there any shady boys going mid-America? What the hell is that? I have no idea. Okay, never mind. Is there any information about backstage tours for mid-America tour, or is it too early to tell? It is too early to tell. I know there's a few things I want to try to do. Like, I'd really like to try to get some backstage tours set up at Silver Dollar City, kind of like how we did at Dollywood. But again, it all sort of depends on what's available, how operations works at parks, et cetera, et cetera. But we will try to get some cool stuff for everybody. Let's see. Other questions from the chat room. Australian Michael asks, will Europe pass through any countries other than Italy, Germany, and Netherlands so we non-U.S. participants can check out visa requirements? And is the U.K. trip going anywhere other than England and Wales? I think that's it, isn't it? I mean, obviously we're passing through Switzerland, but woman, is there anything else other than Italy, Germany, Netherlands? UK and Wales?
Switzerland, we said, yeah. No, UK and Wales, nothing, as most westernized countries will not need any visas or anything. That means if you're from Western Europe, if you're from the U.S. or Canada, if you're from Australia, if you're from any, like, you know, normal country, you don't need a visa or anything special to go to any of the trips.
All right, so Coaster Obsessive asks, if we piggyback ourselves onto Rob and Alyssa's plane flights, will we get that rate cheap too? Believe it or not, we actually don't get any discounts on airfare. However, what we will do is we will try to make sure that everybody gets the best fares out there that are possible. When we start up the trip chats when we start up the trip forums, one of the most popular threads is talking about airfare and what deals that you found. So while I would love to say that we get some sort of like crazy discount on airfare, even for us, that's unfortunately not true, but we do try to make sure everyone gets the best deals possible. So what else? My wife and I will not be able to go on the Mid-America trip this year, but we would love to open up our house for an after-park party. If you stay in town after Worlds of Fun, we leave about 15 minutes away and have a nice large pool. I think this sounds like a really great offer. However, I'm not too sure. I mean, obviously, there's logistics problems about busing everybody over to somebody's house after a trip because the drivers have regulations, and I think we'll probably end up doing some, hopefully, Prowler ERT that night. But if it turns out that we can do a house party at your place, by all means, we'll roll the keg up and we'll do it. Okay, let's go to – oh, my God, I have tons of calls that have now come in. Tyler, are you still on the line?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm not
driving. I'm not to break. So I just parked myself in like a turning lane, and I live in Alabama, so nobody came up behind me. But I'm heading to McDonald's now, so if worst case scenario, I can do the drive through.
Do not go to McDonald's, Tyler.
I hate McDonald's.
Can you hang up on him now, please?
Yeah, I'm hanging up on him. Okay. All right. Let's go to. Let's figure this one out here. Okay, Mr. Person, the 408 area code. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, this is James. I was also on the West Coast Bass trip.
What's up, dude?
This year. I was just wondering which airport, like, would I have to fly to if I were to go on the Intimidate Tour trip?
Is that Richmond? What did we say?
Intimidate Tour? Yeah, it goes in and out of Richmond, Virginia. RIC is the airport code to look up.
All right. And how much would that trip have to cost?
You mean like the airfare or the trip?
Just like the whole trip together. Like, not the airfare, but just like going around, like including the park admission and all that.
Rob, do you want to take
link
it to the flyers or...
Yeah, I mean, check out the flyers. Hang on just a second. Let me find you a nice link for that. Okay, you'll want to go to themeparkreview.com/events. Check out the trip and events page. And the price for the Intimidate Tour is $1,275 per person. And it includes lots of parks and random cool stuff. Does that answer your question, James?
Yes, it does answer it. Thanks.
Okay, cool. All right, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
Right,
I also had a kick-ass time on the West Coast Bash.
I am very happy, and hopefully maybe we'll see you this year, and maybe you'll make it to Bay Area Bash or something too. So, all right, take it easy, man.
All right, you too. Take it easy.
Bye. All right, we got 11 minutes left, so we'll take these last four calls. Here is somebody coming from the 818 area code. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
Yeah, it's Matt, Uber Beavis. Oh, hey, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, it was kind of for Alyssa. Is the movie that she's looking for NYC Tornado Terror?
Oh, I don't remember the... It was a sci-fi movie. I don't remember the exact combination of words because there are quite a few kind
was
of disaster
in like
tornado in New York.
Was it on in, like, 2008?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I got the DVD of that on the way.
All right,
I'll kick that off to you.
Awesome, that'll kick ass.
I'd like to point out that in the quality of movies, this movie, within the first 5 minutes, not only kills a child, but also kills a dog. This is high quality
like
when it comes to disaster movies.
Yeah, that's what it kind of looks like, is like the reviews of it that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So I will get and unfortunately, I'm not going on the trip next year that I thought I was going on because, oh, so sad, I got to go to Sweden again.
Aw, poor baby. Maybe I'll have to go right Balder. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take another call.
Okay,
all right, take it easy, Matt.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, we have someone from Mr. 513 area code. Caller, go ahead.
This is James. I've called in once, but I thought I'd get more crap if I called in one more time. That seems to be the norm, right?
I will give you a double flusher for calling in a second time.
Awesome. Well, I'm not sure if you actually answered my question because my fiance, who has no respect for TPR at all, called me in the middle of the chat. But I just thought that I would share with you that PKI Jizvan is not here part of the chat because he had better things to do tonight at a friend's house. And I thought that all of TPR should know that since he's not here to defend himself. So, haha,
well,
Zach, you suck.
Well, I will say that I think Zach being over to a friend's house having gay sex is probably much, much more enjoyable than TPR chat. So, PK Jizzman, hope you enjoy jizzing all over your mouth.
I'm not sure if you answered my question. I asked about a TPR cruise.
Oh, no, I actually do have that. Let's see. It was – where the hell was it? I know I had it in here. Something about a TPR cruise being put together. Alyssa, answer TPR cruise question.
I'm willing to go whenever everybody wants to go. Honestly, it's like unfortunately we're more of a theme park roller coaster group, so I think a lot of our people, when it comes down to using their vacation time and money, they're going to choose a theme park trip over a cruise. I believe it's now at least two or three threads. Hey, how about this cruise? Hey, why don't we do this? Hey, who's interested in that? And I just can never get people to basically commit and really go for it. I will probably try one more time. It'll probably be sometime in late 2010, and I'll just let you know that right now. But I'm just going to go without all you fools because I like to cruise.
Same here. All right, we got to go. We have 8 minutes left. We have 8 minutes left, so we'll take calls, but we got to do them really quickly. Okay, so let's go to this next one. This is area code 321. Caller, go ahead. Who is this?
Hey, this is Dan the Man.
Hey, what's up, Dan the Man? What's up, Canadian Dan?
Life's extremely well. All right. Let's see. For the record, Alyssa, it is NYC Tornado Terror. I had to look that up in the trailer.
That's awesome.
It looks like CSI. It looks like CSI NY with tornadoes. Therefore, awesome. I mean.
I'm so glad that everybody has found this movie for Alyssa. Like everybody that sends her a copy of it will get double bags of crap.
I don't have the copy. Look up for the trailer as well as the
all right. So what's up, Canadian Dan?
My question was, this reminded me. I actually was wearing my theme park review shirt today, and I got asked, I think, like three different types of questions. My question was, what is the public's perception of you guys? Like, whenever you go on trips, like, case in point, I remember we were at Behemoth Bash waiting in line, I think, for the photo walk back. Cameron gets asked the question, like, oh, they're reviewing the theme park. What do you rate Behemoth? And he just kind of sits there, sighs, and says, there's no way I can explain this without sounding completely nerdy. So what would be, I guess to reiterate the question, what would be the public's perception of you guys, do you think? Like, what weird questions have you had to field?
That's a really good sort of deep question. I mean, I sort of think of it as the more the theme park review sort of grows and evolves over the year. I mean, we do get a ton of people that lurk on the site, that read the site, that don't actually participate in the forums.
And I get just tons and tons of emails every day where people asking questions about rides and everything. So absolutely, people are reading the site, and they definitely respect and want to hear more and more about what our opinions are on parks and roller coasters. And then the flip side of it is people absolutely see that, that we have a good time going at the parks. And I think that's kind of what sets Theme Park Review aside from like some of the other parks or some of the other websites that kind of take themselves very seriously. Like, we're not just about taking pictures of roller coasters and just pure information. It's about reporting on having a good time at the park. And I think a lot of people see that, and we go to parks all the time. I mean, we've had incidents at parks where, what was the one story woman at Worlds of Fun where, like, one of the Discovery Channel shows had aired the night before, and this woman basically handed her kids over to us so Alyssa can ride the kiddie coaster because she saw her on the Discovery Channel the night before. Did I tell that story right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, obviously, people seem to appreciate the site. A lot of people know about it. I mean, last year alone, we had 2 million unique IPs visit the site, so it definitely gets read a lot. And one thing that I want to tell people, and this is kind of like my public service announcement for those of you that do trip reports, try not to get too discouraged if you do a trip report and it doesn't get like a lot of attention in the short term, because a lot of those trip reports get put into our archive and people end up reading them over time. So you may find like a trip report that you did at one point may only have 500 or 600 views. Go back and look at it 2 years later, and you'd be surprised. You may have 10,000 people have looked at it. So anyway,
attest to that as well, for sure. Because I mean, I look, I think I posted a Disney trip report or something a few years ago, had not a lot of views. I went back like, I don't know, like 2 months ago, and it had thousands of views. It was amazing. So
yeah, no, people do read this stuff.
Appreciate it.
All right, so we got to run. I'm going to the next one. Hopefully that answered your question.
Yep, all right. Thank you.
All right, see you later, Canadian Dan. All right, I think we have Dave online too, but I haven't really – Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've actually had this bit of information for like the last 20 minutes, and then other people called in about Alyssa's movie, but I have a piece of information nobody else has revealed. It's
What's
on
that?
The Sci-Fi Channel this weekend.
Yay!
Are you serious?
Yeah. New York City Tornado Terror is on Saturday night at 7 on Sci-Fi. Sunday night. I'm sorry. I just went back to
listen. All right, we only got 3 minutes left. Let me go to these last two calls. All right, let's see. 256 area code. Who is this? Caller, go ahead.
Tyler, just hang up.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I'm...
All right, so let's see. 309 area code. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Dalton. Dave just had to steal my idea. I was just about to... tell Alyssa about the movie on this night, on Sunday night, too.
Everybody
I'm telling you, this movie is insane.
Night.
I love it. I watch it all the time.
All right, we definitely have to have a TPR watch party on this movie. All right, we have 3 minutes left. Dalton, thanks for calling in. Email me. We'll get you a bag of crap. Let me go through the last few questions we had in the forum. And I apologize if any latecomers, we didn't get to your questions, but I have 2 minutes, and then this thing's going to hang up on me. All right, so have you considered doing a water park trip? Yes, we have, and we do try to include water parks on every trip. Any chance of doing a credit run to Six Flags America on the Intimidate Tour? Unfortunately, we just have to draw the line somewhere, and we will not be getting up to Six Flags America on that trip. However, we will have a trip in the future that will include it. Have you ever done, will do, an Australia trip? Yep, February 2011.
Not February.
Sorry, when are we doing, like April or something?
Yeah.
March? Yeah, okay. Sometime early in 2011. Swim in Six, what the hell is that? Oh, that's Andrew. He asks, can we bring our own movies on the trip to show on the bus? Unfortunately, no, not to show on the bus, but if you want to show them on your own laptop, you're more than welcome. What happens if the weather sucks for the entire trip? That's what the TPR ponchos are for. Do you have a projected year for the Weird Parks of Europe tour? Right now we don't have a Europe trip for 2011 scheduled, do we?
It will not be 2011. It will most likely be 2012 if the world's still intact.
God damn it. Okay. We have 1 minute remaining. I want to thank everybody for coming in and joining. Ah, my God. That British woman was just yelling at me something about potted meat.
I want to thank everybody for coming and joining us for another 2010 trip chat. If you did not get your question answered, please ask it in the main forum, and we will do our best to answer every question possible. Alyssa, do you want to say anything?
Don't forget, if you want a chance at the trip, get your deposits in by Friday.
Get your deposits by Friday. Pick up a copy of Roller Coasters in the Raw Volume 4. And remember, order hoodies. We're actually running out of sizes. All right, everybody. We're going to say good night. And DJ Lance wants you to go get a snack. So, everybody, have
Hello.
A good night. And thank you.
Now I'm going to give all orphans a snack.